You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian is warning of a possible crackdown if venues don't comply with COVID-19 rules.
Our patience in relation to businesses not doing the right thing is wearing thin, and we need to make sure that all businesses who say they have a COVID safe plan actually have one. And I ask the public to please support those businesses you know are COVID safe. If you book or turn up somewhere and it's not COVID safe or not to your standards, please do not use that service or that business.
The state has recorded 8 new cases of community transmission, and contact tracers face challenges trying to find people who came into contact with one of the new cases who dined at Ripple's restaurant in Milsons Point last Saturday. They had to resort to using credit card records after diners at 2 of the tables failed to sign in using QR codes despite being asked to do so by the staff. Premier Berejiklian says her government is considering making the use of the New South Wales QR codes compulsory if compliance doesn't improve.
It disappoints me sometimes when I see businesses still handing around the same pen for people to sign their names, and that's just not on. We really encourage everybody to use the Service New South Wales QR code. It only takes a few minutes to use it, so whether you're a small business or a larger one, it literally only takes a few minutes to get that system in place, and Service New South Wales is ready, willing and waiting for people to contact them to help them get onto that system, which obviously doesn't cost anything either.
The community cases in New South Wales could see Queensland delay a border reopening, with Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk giving New South Wales 48 hours to trace the new infections. Queensland has a state election on the 31st of October, and November 1st had been named as the day for the border to reopen. It's conditional on New South Wales going 28 days without community transmission. New South Wales Health Minister Brad Hazzard says the Queensland Premier is being political, cruel and petty.
I think Premier Palaszczuk is being political. She is being cruel. It's time that this pettiness was put aside and we move forward. We are all Australians.
The tourism industry in Queensland, which relies on tourists from the southern states, wants the border to open as soon as possible. The Chief Executive Officer of Tourism Tropical North Queensland, Mark Olson, has told Radio 4BC the industry is losing millions of dollars every day.
$6 million a day that we're missing out on at the moment because we don't have interstate from New South Wales and Victoria or international travel. And for this industry, it's crippling. And with the JobKeeper fund starting to drop, it's really going to start to impact on employment.
In Victoria, Deputy Chief Health Officer Dr. Alan Cheng says he's concerned about an increase in cases without a known source. Another 11 cases have been detected in Victoria, with 6 linked to known outbreaks.
Every unknown source case obviously represents at least one person who gave it to them. So we still are concerned about that. And that's, I think, the figure that worries me most at this stage. But we still have a little way to go. So I think we just need to keep an eye on those and to continue to investigate those to see where they might have got it from.
Melbourne's 14-day rolling average for new cases has dropped to 9.7. And the city needs an average of 5 or fewer new cases and no more than 5 mystery cases if it's to see a further easing of restrictions on the 19th of October. Premier Daniel Andrews says any decisions on reopenings will be based on the science.
We as a community have got to be as stubborn and as determined as this virus. If we're not, this thing lingers. And it is wildly infectious. And if we don't have a determination that is equal to the infectivity of this virus, then we will not beat it. It will sit there and run in the weeks and months ahead. We will have some cases, we will have some outbreaks, but we can't open too early. We can only open when it is safe to do so. I know that's frustrating. I know that's very challenging.
Western Australia had 2 new cases, which were returned overseas travellers in hotel quarantine. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.